Hello and welcome back to Mileage Airways. This is your captain, Katelem, speaking. The time is currently 9:50 p.m. on Saturday, the 10th of February. And today's mile is going to be a very vulnerable mile with one of my best guys. You know him, you've heard him, you've seen him on this pod. He's actually the first person I recorded a mile with. Give it up for Sato EDK.
It's me. I'm back.
Come on.
I'm back for another mile. You know, at the rate we're going, I could do a marathon soon.
Yeah, the funny thing is that the next mile you'll be on or more, you go too small. Look.
That's true. That's a good point. But this mile, I just want to point out something, Sha. Mm-hmm. Just say it's going to be very...
Yeah, very, very, very vulnerable.
Wow. I think it's not only you. I don't want to hear some kind of vulnerable things.
Yeah, so, like, we're about to do more of that on this.
Did I tell you somebody... I was hosting an event at Now Uni, and someone walked up to me. A lot of people who were walking up to me to say hi, that they know me off radio. But she was like, I listen to your Mileage.
That's the name crazy. Of the podcast.
And then the thing she said, this is what a lot of people around, she was like, thank you for your vulnerability.
Mad.
Yeah. I remember that very clearly.
Mad. Come on. Right, well, let's take it to the next level.
Can I handle it? Do you know the kind of week I've had?
No, even me. I'm more scared for myself because me, I don't. Very close book.
I mean, my feelings like this.
But you know what? Let's actually attempt. Wherever we stop, we stop.
Did I tell you it was on this podcast? I won't be, and she and I were talking, not in that way, Sha, but there's some things I didn't want her to know, and she figured it out from listening to the podcast.
No way.
So I'm just saying, Sha.
No way. Even me, like, there's one girl that she always complains that I don't open up at all. Then she just goes to my lip, and she's like, oh, you said this, I was like, nice one.
Great.
Anyway, without further ado, this has been the longest intro, actually, so let's jump right into the mile. Cabin crew, prepare for takeoff. Let's go. My brother, Sato EDK, the greatest.
My legend, Katelem. Wagwan.
How you feeling, bro?
Good today. Good. Very good. Very good. A bit hungry, but not like... Not food hungry.
Hungry
just
for
like
success.
That one, do it, Desha, but I'm feeling peckish. Just want to be munching on certain things. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty solid at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So today, obviously, you know about Mileage Conversation Cards.
Yeah.
But for anyone who doesn't know, Mileage Conversation Cards are basically conversation cards where, you know, I believe that communication is something that moves the world forward. And that's one of the reasons I started Mileage Podcast. But then I realized, how can I push this narrative forward? And so, yeah, we came up with Mileage Conversation Cards. It's been doing well on TikTok, you know, on the sales as well. It hasn't been bad, which is so crazy because I didn't even think about this before. Okay, I had thought about it for a while, but I just started actively pushing it in December. He has actually reached 80,000 followers on TikTok. I don't know if I told you that. Yeah,
bro.
It's crazy, bro. People are going wild on TikTok for it, man. Because obviously they want to have those kind of conversations.
Yeah, exactly that.
So for you and this episode, guess what I did? I created a whole new card game.
Are you for real?
Right, yeah. So this one is for brothers. It's for guys especially to get vulnerable with each other.
Interesting.
And I want to launch it with you. I don't even know what I'm going to name it yet because I literally created it for this episode. I was thinking Brothers in Arms. What do you think?
Brothers in Arms sounds
it's
nice.
Calm, yeah?
Yeah, I like it. Sounds nice.
Yeah. And one of the things that our relationship has been able to debunk is the fact that guys can be vulnerable with each other. You know, there's this myth that, to be honest, I also feel that myth in my other relationship with guys. But I know that with you, there's a lot of things that we've discussed about, we've shared. So I'm going to be asking you some very, very, very deep questions. Some will be in relation to just yourself. Some will be in relation to the two of us. There's a white flag. So if there's any question you can't answer, just say, I wave the white flag.
Let me practice that. Wait.
I wave the white flag.
I've even waved the flag past you.
No, my, so you hear and clearly when I talk.
Okay.
Okay, calm. I don't master.
Okay. So I would ask the question. We both would answer, right? But since I'm asking the question, you would answer first, and then I'll answer after you've
okay.
answered.
Okay, that works. Yeah, that
works. Of the game, good to go.
Let's go.
Come on, brother. So, let's go to the first question. Share a time I've been vulnerable.
Sorry, with... do you think that thing is entering your mic?
What's that?
Your lap on the...
Okay, no, I doubt. Okay. I doubt, yeah. Right. Oh, actually, might be. Let me just, yeah. Okay, this is him trying to evade these questions.
No, I'm as an audio person. I just pick out these things.
You're right. Okay, so share a time I've been vulnerable with you about something deep.
Can I say this thing?
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Just when, don't be too explicit, but
there's nothing.
Go ahead.
I mean, I won't go into details.
Okay.
But I think recently you suffered some form of heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I watched you process that in real time, which is just because I've known you to always have your shit together, be mad solid. But I saw that to a degree break you. Yeah, it was a bit tough. It affected your football.
It did. Jesus Christ,
God damn
bro.
It, man.
Like 4 weeks, no goal, bro.
Yeah, God damn it. That was a dry spell as it can be, man. Football, yeah, because it was a tough time. But it was also like you were willing to talk to me about it. Because, you know, obviously in the initial phases, there was some anger, you know, but I've seen you work through it and ease up and you're lighter now. You know, let's not talk about the incident the other day when we were driving and you entered Hall of Fame.
Oh boy,
let's not talk about that incident.
We can't even talk about that.
Jesus Christ,
it was crazy.
Hey God.
Sorry to the passenger listening, no more. That one you just can't know about.
What about you?
Okay, so yours is, I would say, is the grief. You know, with your grandmom, you know, I didn't even know how close you were to her before that happened. So, you also spoke about it in my lead as well, in my one.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah. So, I think, you know, you opening up about that and sharing it on camera even, you know, that was very eye-opening for me. And even finding out that it's the 6th of September, right? Yeah, so just finding out that there's a day that causes a constant trigger, you know.
Terrible day.
Yeah.
Shout out to anybody who was born that day. Happy birthday to you, but I don't care.
Yeah. September 6th, I know anyone know. Yeah, but you sharing that was very eye-opening for me. And it was, I think, I'm not quite sure, but I think that was my first entry into someone's full perspective of grief. Because I've been around people who have experienced grief, but they don't really talk about it. They just feel stuff. You just know that, okay, this one is not really okay. But then the actual conversation of it. Yeah, so.
Alright.
Yeah, that was. There's another one, but I don't know if I can share it on my list.
It concerns matters of the heart.
Yeah.
Do not share.
You know, well, you will bring my own matters.
You know, I don't ask you. As you ask me now, I wave the white flag.
Yeah, okay. So I'll leave that one.
Because I think I've sort of alluded to it on the pod as well before. So yeah. I just don't want us to flog it again.
Mm. Yeah, actually, you alluded to it.
There's nothing I've, there's really little I've not shared on this pod. Yeah. So yeah.
Tell me one way you dealt with that though.
Ha!
Just one way, just so that we don't go to.
Yeah, obviously. So I feel my feelings. Mm. I'm very pro feeling my feelings. So when I felt sad, I sat in my sadness.
Okay.
And when you reach out, you have the conversations, because there are many of them. And then you just work through it, man. And I hope for the best. Hope you're, I mean, I think I was definitely in error. So again, being the more person responsible for that also sort of weighs on you, you know. So yeah.
Fair enough. How's it going so far?
At the moment,
we're trying.
Great.
We're trying. Okay, let's go.
We're in there.
You go. Still go deeper. Describe a time you struggled with forgiveness.
either for yourself or someone else. Kai,
try and see this one.
Come on, bro. You can do it.
Ah, no, because...
You don't have to be so detailed about it.
I know, but it also was... It was also a matters of the heart thing. I think I felt I was wronged. I was wronged. And I let this... I mean, obviously, you let shit slide, but then... It took me some time to forgive. I thought I did, but it took me some time. And I also now realize that I used to have a very toxic trait. This is when I was younger, not anymore. Where I would...
Actually, that's a question I should also ask.
Yeah. Because I would fake forgiveness so I could hurt the person back.
Crazy.
Which hurts more? Because it's better if somebody hurts you and you don't forgive them, it's cool. They know that you don't fuck with them anymore. It's okay. But when you say, I forgive you, you add them to your orbit only to like set them off for like a stitch. It's a terrible thing. And I'm glad that I think it only happened with one person in uni. And I'm glad that I caught myself and I was like, that's not the path. But it was a toxic trait. It's a terrible thing to do to people. If you don't forgive people, don't pretend like you did, just so that you could reel them in or let their guard down and knock them. But there are people who are listening to my age who are doing this thing. Stop it. It's bad.
You know what?
Yeah. You done that?
No. I don't do that. But maybe I should.
No.
Yeah, no, I know it's dead.
So there's the initial, I got back at you, P, but in 2 days, you're not.
Yeah, he's dead. I don't actually forgive him more.
Yeah, because the thing is, you felt really hurt. When you stitch them up like that, it's worse. Yeah. We feel bad. And then resentment, you don't need that energy. I just feel like for some things in your life to just move, you don't need the kind of energy of somebody just constantly wishing you evil.
Yeah.
You just don't need it, especially if it's like avoidable. Obviously, there are people who never like you, and that's fine. But like somebody to be dedicated to you, so once down for it, you don't need that energy.
Yeah,
it's not be the cause of it.
Me actually always tell people around me that first of all, it's not biblical to forgive and forget. I don't know where that forget thing came from.
Yeah, of course.
But I feel like forgiveness is something I should do because I know that I'll go back to God in prayer and ask for forgiveness. So it's all around me. I just like forgiveness is a given.
Yeah.
But will I forget it? No.
Because you have a memory, you're a human being, of course.
Exactly. So, and me not forgetting it means that it would keep coming back. But then again, this forgiveness piece, another episode on its own, man. Sure. Yeah. I think what you're saying is definitely right. So, for me, I struggle with forgiving myself. You know, there are a lot of mistakes I've made that I feel like I should have known better. You know, with regards things I've done, things I let people do, you know, there's this guy, he's an old philosopher. His name is Fyodor Dostoevsky. And he said, every man is responsible for everything that happens to him and everyone around him. So I adopt that mentality. And I just feel like even if someone wrongs me, it's my fault. I was there to be wronged. So it's hard. Usually I find it hard to forgive myself with things like that. And even like with things that I didn't achieve, like my football dream as well. Yeah. I just felt like I should have done more. I should have been more stubborn. But then I just realized that at every point in time, I made the decision I thought was best for me at that time. So
considering the available information you had,
information I had at the time. Yeah. So,
see that.
Yeah. So we scaled that one.
We did. Next.
Let's go to the next one. What is one thing you've learned from me?
Resilience. So I think and recently Yana and I spoke about the words that your mom affirms you with when she calls you. There are not too many people I know with the sort of mental fortitude that you have. See, mind is a powerful thing. See. And I've learned that from you as well. I mean, you always know this, but I've seen it in action. So it's like a thing where, obviously, my mind can do this, and I've told myself I can do this. Great stuff. But what other people don't concede is all the battles one fights in one's mind. Even when you're focused on your mind achieving certain things, there's part of your mind that start bringing up a time you lost, a time you were cheated, a time you were all these things. Fight with like your concentration and your narrow focus on getting shit done, right? So I've learned just mental fortitude of that you are built with is ridiculous. And if anybody has listened to the episode with Joseph Emenike about like your dreams and how they didn't pan out, they'll really get. And they know that person, it was way young and then going through all those disappointments and then coming out to do the things you're doing successfully. I mean, it just takes something.
Oh, that's good to hear, man. Thank you. No, you're welcome, man. I don't think I've deeped that before.
You need to really, I've seen it a lot. Mm. I've seen it a lot.
Thank you for that.
And you, what have you learned from me?
Yeah, I was just going to
I'm
that.
I'm speaking like Precious. That's how she would ask it.
Precious, man. That girl has too much good energy. Yeah. Okay, what have I learned from you? Showing up, you know, on two fronts. Showing up in terms of your crafts, in terms of your work ethic. Every day for the past how many years. So like now, I don't know if I told you that I have a couple of things I do every day.
Mm.
And any day that, for example, going to the gym.
Yes.
Any day that I think, let me slack. I remember that this nigga wakes up every day at 3 a.m.
Oh,
you get, so just, so that's one side of your showing up.
Mm.
Another side is showing up for people. You know, just being there for people's functions, you know, birthdays, get-togethers, you know, people doing their thing, just wanting to be there for them.
It's important. You also do that.
Yeah, but I know that, like, it's a rare quality. Yeah. It's a rare trait. So, like, I'm very open to telling you when I see that you have that as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just showing up on every level.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even on the pod with Big Talk, Big Talk podcast. Yeah, that was one of the things you said that really stuck with me. I think it's one of your pinned posts as well.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, just showing up every day regardless.
It's a key to success.
Yes. Mm. So I learned that from you.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, sir.
Share a moment when I went above and beyond. And this one is very easy for me to say my own. Share moments where I went over and beyond for you and how did it impact our friendship?
So I don't know that there's, I can't, there probably has, but I can't remember there's been an event.
Okay.
It's been the simple things, man. So when you moved to this part of Abuja where you stay, I don't know if your address is outside like that, but if it's not, let me know. So in this part of Abuja that you stay in, I felt very pleased. You know, just like we're extra close. But let me also say that those days when you would drive from Kasana, pick me from football on the way, you know, and then on the way back, drop me off. Those simple things. Just, I think it's how you put me into consideration of things that I like. For example, you know, today I was just like, so to come and record this podcast, you have to go and pick me up from my house.
How about that one? That's loud. I like.
Yeah. No, but it's all these little things. Do you get what I mean? And I think it's important because it's very easy to come up with an excuse. Well, I want to just chill. I feel no get time. Yeah, all those things that matter. So when you do those things that are like exactly this thing you just said is the thing, to be honest with you. It's like, can't let me go say, I'm on a light walk, say less. You just say, you're asking for what you consider a ridiculously tough favor for most people. And he will say two words to you, type them, say less. Pretty much consider
that. That's actually true.
So yeah.
True. Yeah, for you, I'll say the same, bro.
Mm.
The same. Actually, let me address this on mileage. So, if you listen to mileage, you know there was a period where a whole month where I was at home.
Yeah.
And because of my knee, I couldn't move. Now, obviously, I couldn't move, so I couldn't drive.
Yeah.
Let me say I could drive, but it was not advisable to drive.
And you tried to go to the gym this and period, still, though?
Yeah, I tried. I was going. I started going to the gym at some point. I was fed up. But my brother here, EDK, there were places I needed to go where coincidentally, like most of the places we were going together,
mm-hmm.
but even sometimes where I would need to go somewhere or just even the fact that you would offer to take me there. And usually we do this thing where
you drive, yeah. I drive next time, yeah, I drive football, the next time, yeah. Couple for football. But it now became very unbalanced, it was imbalanced,
yeah.
Where you were driving and driving and driving, you come pick me up, we'll go somewhere, go for a function, we'll come back, you drop me back home, another one again, you come pick me up, even for football, you will come again, at some point, I was just like, God.
But it just was
this guy. No, yeah, that's the thing. So it's all those things,
yeah,
and just the fact that it was never, you know, that there's sometimes people do something for you and you can tell that they don't really want to do it, but they're just doing it. My mom calls it let my people go.
Let me just understand.
But you, for you, it was never like that. I mean, I'm very sensitive to people, to what people think.
Yeah.
Not like it affects me, but I know how people think about stuff because I know how to read body language.
Yeah. That's good.
But for you, it was just like it was light work, the same thing, like, bro. So that's something that particular period,
yeah,
I'll never forget about it, man. So I want to use this opportunity to say thank you, bro.
Nah, you're welcome. Kathleen is trying to make me cry again.
So we have three more questions.
Okay,
what is a fear you have that you've never shared with anyone?
Give me a sec here, because I tend to banish fears.
You want me to go first?
Huh?
You want to go first?
Yeah, because okay. So I'll explain why. I've created, and I don't know if it's healthy, but I created a thing where I banish fear and certain forms of anxiety to the pits.
Okay.
Where I don't like rising them, but I'll think of something. You go first.
Okay. So for me, I am absolutely scared of living a mediocre life.
Mm-hmm.
Like living a life that has no impact or has no flavor or spice. I am scared of it. And because I truly believe that, I always say that I'm the chosen one, but that's just me being a bit too, but I truly believe that I was created for something great. So whenever I am not in that greatness, I'm scared.
Gotcha.
And recently I felt that way. And that's why I started all these, my going to the gym every day, you know, journaling every day, just building my mind, building my capacity, just so that I can receive more. But yeah, I fear that. Another thing I fear is snakes. I fear snakes. But that, here's the thing. I believe that if I see a snake here right now, I will actually kill it.
So the thing is, I've never had a direct encounter.
Yes, I've had in PH growing up. But yeah, and I also don't like flying. I would say I fear flying, but I don't like flying. That's actually the main reason that I want to go to pilot school at some point in my life.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, those are my fears.
So
okay, that I've never shared with anyone. It would be the mediocrity one, because the other ones I've shared with people.
Okay. That I've never shared with anyone. Oh my goodness. I think it may be along the lines of so I always say that there was a time I was being very morbid, and I said that.
Yeah, you actually said this. I don't know if it was on the pod or we've just spoken about it.
There was a time I was being very morbid. I mean, one of the things I said was, you know, if, when I die, I'd like to die with a smile on my face, right? Like a smile of, a knowing smile of, I came to this life and I own this shit. Right? And my biggest fear is not living to do that. I've never mentioned that. Because obviously in my family, you know, I mean, people are growing older now, science is better, but just remember why people usually go early. I'm just like, you never got a chance to really use your gifts in the way God would have liked. It didn't really create an impact in the way I believe you could have, and it's just like you're just there, you know. So my fear is how do you say it? Is it what? If you don't accomplish something. If you fall short of something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. I want to live a life where I'm by the time it's time to check out, I'm happy to check out. So my biggest fear is not having the time to do so or being so in a state of where I was deeply unhappy and unfulfilled.
Yeah, so it's basically the same fear we have there. Exactly. Yeah. Also, I also have this fear where I feel like I might die young. I swear, I've had that fear since I was a kid. Maybe that's why I'm so big on living life to the, like, it can't be mediocre, because you never know when it can happen.
I have to do the Christian thing now, shall I? Or the, yes, God, or the African thing. God forbid,
Jesus name.
I reject it
to the pit of the pits. Anyway,
yeah.
What is a lesson you learned the hard way that changed you for the better?
I want to joke and say fear women, but well, it's not a joke.
But it's not a joke, oh. Please. That can even be your lesson. You can piggyback on the same lesson.
It is. Yeah, capable of amazing things.
Yeah.
Must fear, love, and respect them. Definitely. As a lesson.
Definitely.
For more details,
see me.
See me.
Yeah. Do I have the same one? What lesson have I learned the hard way? I learned that people would always choose themselves when it comes down to it. Regardless of you putting people before you, when it actually comes down to it, people will choose themselves.
They're going to say, thank you very much.
Yeah, so now it's to ask me, where did I learn this lesson from?
She's
a woman. But see me later for further details.
Wow.
But wow. Yeah, no, that's just, it's just a general lesson.
No, but if you deep it, it's actually true. We're inherently selfish and we always will protect our interests first before we. So even if you are deliberately, and again, it takes some consciousness, if you're deliberately selfless,
yes,
other people, your base instinct is to just,
even if they know that you've been selfless,
yes, their base instinct is they don't do me that.
They don't do you die back.
Pay me, die. It's like, but when it was my turn, I don't force you.
That's the funny thing. So you can't even really expect.
Do you know what I mean? As it's my turn now, I've now decided I will not.
You need a pin, brother.
I see that.
Pin. Anyway, the last one. Describe a time when you struggle. Have I asked this? Asked this, forgiveness, but I'll replace it with another question. Okay. What's your toxic trait?
Right now, I feel like I have seasons of toxic traits.
What's the toxic trait right now?
I just remember the Stormzy song. What's my toxic trait? I can say that I don't have one.
That in itself is toxic.
No, it's not. I don't think I have a toxic trait. Then, because I spoke about the toxic trait I used to have.
Yes.
So I've become mindful. I'm very mindful with how I carry myself and with how that reflects on people, right? I've grown to be very mindful of how I treat people. That is the simplest things. Somebody's waiting on you, ask their name. Could be the pharmacy person that wants to sell you drugs, ask their name. Making people feel seen and heard is such an easy thing to do, but lots of us go our whole lives never considering that the person in front of us is an actual human being with problems and stuff. Having the time to make small talk, right, with somebody, to just say, you know, not the, like how you could just reference something. For example, today when we went to buy cashew nuts and groundnuts, the person who was operating the POS, so I saw two people there at the POS stand. I saw a guy and I saw a young boy, can't be over 10 years old. And I obviously addressed the guy, sir, we'd like to get something. And the person who answered me was like, how much do you want? Was the young boy was under 10 or probably 8 years old. And I was like, okay, I would like 6,000. And he was like, well, that would be 6,200. I was like, okay, I want 10,000. It's like 10,300. So I gave him my card. I was like, go ahead. As he was doing the transaction, his mother came. And when his mother came, there was a thing of, I'm protecting my person in case anybody wants to take advantage. But there was also a thing of pride. And I was like, and I greeted her. And I was like, he's your son. She was like, yes. Like, so I asked him, what's his name? And he told me his name. I'm like, Well done. So they probably are not having the best time economically, but there will be a story that they will be told where he will say, "Oh, I used to help my mom run her business when I was
Definitely.
8 years old," and so on. I think it's important that he knows that somebody is seeing that he's doing that and understands that, right? But there are also other simple things. So I feel like what that has helped me do, or what the effect of that is that generally, except when I'm having a really bad time, people feel comfortable and good around me. So in that case, I don't know that I would ever, even if I notice something going that way, I don't know that I would ever have any sort of toxicity. I would never emit any sort of toxicity. I'm very careful about that.
This now makes my answer look very bad.
Because you're a toxic motherfucker.
No, 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 no,
What
no.
is your
Here's
toxic
the funny
traits?
thing. Here's the funny thing. I actually adopt this young mentality as well because I'm very, very particular about how I treat people. Not because I want them to treat me the same
Oh,
way
yeah.
in particular, but it's just the right thing to do, man.
Yes.
You know. However, I have a tendency to have a manipulative toxic trait. Is that good English?
Your toxic trait is being is
Is
that you could
yeah, I have a
manipulate
tendency
people.
to be manipulative. Like I know how to manipulate basically any situation I'm in. But I think it's even good because I know that I make a conscious effort to not do it. So there are times where there was a time where there was a girl that I was arguing with. So we used to be together. I was arguing with her. I could see that she had a better point than me, right? But she couldn't articulate it so well. I gave her the points to articulate, bro. Like I was like, look, this is what you should actually like, these are the things you can like, because I knew that in that situation I had the potential to manipulate
Yeah,
it.
exactly.
But I was like, no, like I actually do care about this person. So let's fight against the problem, not each other. You
It's
get?
interesting you say that. A mutual friend of ours, I was talking to her the other day, and I was like, I've come to realize that there's a thin line between being, obviously, as you know, between being persuasive and manipulative. And I know that I'm a very persuasive person. It has served me excellently in my work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a thin line, actually. That's true.
It's very thin line. So charisma mixed with being persuasive, you can get good results. You get an Obama,
Definitely,
right?
definitely. So that's the good side of
Exactly.
manipulation,
So
exactly.
charisma plus manipulation gives you a Hitler, right?
Yeah. But charisma plus persuasion,
It will give you like an
Obama.
Obama group. I think I really believe so. So I believe that similar to you, in my younger, when I was younger, I don't, no, there's no tendency. It was one day it hit me. I persuaded people to take on a very tough task, right? Obviously, I was, so this is uni, but doing farm studies. Right, we go to a farm. We go to like an animal farm. Right, I wouldn't say I was like one of the cool kids in class, but I was. So I'm able to move between social sets. It's one of the gifts that I have. Doesn't matter what station of life anybody is in, I will find something that connects to you in my life because I've lived quite an interesting life in that way. I believe, right? I've lived in squalid circumstances. I've lived in opulent circumstances. So I was like, oh, so all the people, so there may be one of the group leaders. So all the cool kids in class, all the babes, I don't, they came to my group based on like, EDK will make it soft for us. Just that. But also in my group were like the guys who didn't like those sort of people because they got work done anyway. So then I had the situation where I wanted everybody to get this shit done and everybody to leave. But I knew damn well that my friends wouldn't want to touch a shovel to go and clean or pick shit. Jeez. Do you get what I mean? They're beautiful babes. They were made of. They didn't want to. So I remember I was caught in a bit of a conundrum. And essentially, what then happened was, I managed to persuade these tough babes will never do shit. I was like, look, we're going to do X, Y, Z so that we can get out of it. Basically, sell people. So it's
That's
boil it for this
it's a
all
very good
about.
skill.
Yeah,
It's a very good
basically
skill.
appeal to their self-interest.
Yeah,
This will
definitely.
benefit you more than you think
Definitely.
it is. Exactly. And then before you know, everybody on my team got work done and brilliantly. the only person who didn't get the work, get any sort of work done, guess who that person was?
You.
Yes.
That's when I said that I can actually get people to always do shit, and I took the credit. I got the most marks because I led the team.
Okay, so what's your best? Okay, so you would say that's your best trait then.
I can be a very persuasive person for good causes. Yes, obviously. Okay. Yes, I get even at work. I and what people don't realize. So I'm sorry, I have to lean into the work that I do. What people don't realize is. And I'm happy for any people who, anybody who's interested in a career in media, radio presenting or hosting, anything. Yeah, it's a psychological piece. You need to understand the human psychology to also be a good radio presenter. You understand people's habits, what people's thought process, what you feel would appeal to people, how to present things to appeal to them. Considering the time of day that I work on primarily, or I used to work on primarily at the moment, right? So that, for example, if you speak in a persuasive manner about a particular topic, I think that's what people will.
People would, yeah. People remember.
Yes,
people remember things.
Because my show is very technically well produced. Like in terms of the technical production part, it's fantastic. It's great, but the content is also great. See, but how is it delivered?
That's actually the most important thing.
Good. So that's where. So when I clocked that I had it, yeah, I was unstoppable.
This man is a toxic man. I asked him for his toxic traits. And he's giving me his best traits.
He's naturally toxic.
I'll tell you that. It could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been.
For me, I'll say my. Have you read How to Win Friends and Influence People? Because a lot of what you're saying is in that.
Wait, don't tell me the Dale Carnegie.
Dale Carnegie. Yeah.
So my favorite quote from Dale Carnegie is, and this is the thing I use daily is, to be interesting, be interested.
Be interested.
To be interesting, be interested. So
be interested. Yes.
To be interesting, be interested. So to have this, if you don't learn from people's stories or learn about people's stories or. Which is why I said you need to talk to people and make them feel seen. That makes you a bit of an influence. So because during the lockdown, for example, I was happy to hear people's stories, how they were coping and stuff and share. And which is why I feel like I created such an emotional connection with my audience. And I'm able to do that because I've lived with that for a very long time. I believe I'm as interesting as I'm interested. Anyway, so yeah. Shout out Dale Carnegie. Shout out to us having a rich book. You get me.
EDK plugged me onto one book, Ride of a Lifetime. Yeah.
But bigger.
Let me ask you, what do you think is my best trait?
I think I've said it to already.
Okay, the resilience.
Yeah, the mental fortitude. You don't know that. You take it for granted because you think everybody is. If you know who people are, if you know it's in the. They trigger people.
Yeah.
If you know the smart thing.
Bro, they trigger me too.
No, but here's the thing, right? It's like I'll use a Kevlar, like a bulletproof vest as an example. You know, so they say it's impenetrable. It doesn't mean you won't feel the impact though.
That's a good example.
If you're wearing a bulletproof and you get shot, it's not on the shield.
It will fall you.
It will bruise your skin.
Yeah.
Just stand. It just won't hurt you as you were not wearing it. So that's where your mental fortitude. So you have such a mental fortitude that yes, things, because again, it's also the thing where you know, if you're a Christian, where, you know, and I don't want to give the example, but it's like you pray for ease and God's guidance. It doesn't mean that you will be tempted.
Yeah, normal.
Mean that you will be challenged. There's a popular saying by Ty Solarin. Is it Solarin or Solarin? Ty Solarin. I don't know if you know him.
Solarin, yeah, of course.
Ty Solarin, good. Thank you for that. And I think it was a poem or something that he wrote. And my father first told me about this thing, and I loved it. I remember I wished it to a few of my friends, so I never do it again. Like, may your roads be rough.
Yeah, my dad has told me about that.
Good. It's as if that their generation.
That their generation.
They love that shit. Because their road was rough as fuck.
Yeah.
But may your roads be rough. It's not a curse. It's that. Yeah, may you get these other challenges that definitely forge you into something into stronger.
That thing,
yeah. So yeah, that's it.
What would I say my best trait is? I would say for me, I think is charisma. I think I can talk to anybody. I can talk to anything.
Therefore, you can persuade people. You have it too.
Yeah.
Therefore, you can be a toxic manipulative person. It just says
so growth has made me change from manipulation. to persuasion.
It's because thing I told you about the evil thing I would do, where you can feel forgiveness.
Yeah.
If persuaded, I've forgiven you.
Yeah.
Come back into the fold. A wiper. It will weep out stress.
Yeah, but me actually, like, there's this thing I always tell people around me and myself that I actually believe, and this is not just Yans, I actually believe that I'm the most charismatic person on the planet, because that's how I had to train my brain, right? And that's why I can talk to anybody. I can even talk to, if a lion was to attack me today, brother, I will know what to do to that lion, that the lion will sit down and will talk. But I'm a virtual lion, Sharia.
No, but it's important to have that mindset, because I remember the first time somebody told me I was charismatic, I went to Google the word.
Really?
Yeah, I was in uni, I was like my first year. I never heard it used to describe me.
Have you heard of Riz?
Yeah, obviously.
That's, you know, Riz is from the word.
Yeah. You know, I'm a Gen Z adjacent.
Yeah.
I'm with the Gen Zs.
And you get Riz too, actually.
I'm not the vibe.
Yeah. Because I heard Riz is more like spoken.
How you pull us together. So essentially, like, but then they use it toast babe, sha.
Look at two men asked about toxic traits and speaking about best traits, and we say we are not toxic.
But we did not, did we not admit that
to toxicity?
Yes, in our lives at some point.
Well, so,
I admitted to mine.
Yeah, me, I know I still have the tendency for that.
So me, I know that it's growth. It's all time. It's growth. Yeah. Because let me tell you the truth, bro. Like, as someone who's been hurt,
chai,
right?
Matters of the heart.
I know that I don't ever want people to feel the things I felt. So
100%.
And what, you know what's 100%. Even worse? Being the cause.
100%.
Of hurt. So you just 100%. Do your best to just. Nobody's saying you should be walking on eggshells. Yeah. It's in living your life a certain way that you affect the environment around you.
But there's someone I caused hurt recently, and I didn't know. The person just told me recently. Okay, I'll tell you this off the pod.
Okay.
Because obviously, this is too intimate for my age. Tiny with what you were saying, the feeling of that was not good. But I know that I know that it wasn't my fault. But just whether it's my fault or not, just the fact that that person now feels that way.
Yeah.
It's not a good feeling, but anyway, bro, how do you think we did? How rate your score yourself over 100
vulnerability
in terms of your vulnerability in this episode?
On mileage, it's always 10/10.
Okay,
I can't hide you, because first of all, you actually know
you hit something today, Sha. You wave the white flag once. Matters of the heart.
No, listen.
You won't give excuse.
Not be excuse, though.
Okay, wave grief.
This is a public forum.
Okay.
It's a matter that concerns another person. I would prefer, I don't know if they would like the story told.
Fair enough.
Do you get what I mean? So to protect their privacy.
That are the answer for the press.
You get it,
answer for the media.
As a man of the media,
That one is manipulation.
Yes,
you don't manipulate my lineage.
Yes, actually.
Kai,
it work or it don't work.
Good. Okay, my brother. Come to the end. First of all. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being vulnerable as always on mileage.
Thank you, man. You know? Thank you for having me, bro. And you know what? Considering that I was there for like my one mountain, and I know how you started. I know the pause. Yeah. I know what it took for you to just wake up one day and say, look, I'm just going to keep putting out this thing every week. And then turn to multiple episodes a week. And then you're grinding, you're doing it, and you're showing up. It's such a brilliant thing. And I don't want you to stop. I'm such a big fan of mileage, bro.
Thank you. I know that you're not just saying that. I know that you actually mean it. I appreciate that, bro.
Poop a lot of people on mileage. Yeah. They love it.
Yeah, bro. No, you'd evangelize. You're doing the Lord's work. And it's marvelous in our sight.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
But, Omo, let me give you the privilege of landing these flights.
Okay. Let me just get scrolling. Get up from the pilot chair.
Come on.
Right.
Cool, pilot.
Let's go. Cabin crew, prepare for landing. Dear passenger, it's been a pleasure flying you on this brilliant flight.
Hallelujah.
Mileage, whatever number the pilot puts on this description. We'd like to thank you for flying with us today. We hope that you have indeed learned. And in the process of us explaining different vulnerable parts of us, you've also been able to look inwards to know what your toxic traits are and how to be a better human being. Okay? The plane will be descending slowly now while I sip on a glass of
looking for the words.
Pina colada.
Like, share, subscribe, comment. Any parting words?
Yeah. Keep showing up. yeah. in every aspect of your life, for people in your life, you'll be amazed the lives that you actually save and the change that you effect.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. Thank you. Parting words from me. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but he loses his soul? Guys, get vulnerable with each other. Peace to the Middle East. Cabin crew, prepare for landing. Let's go. Cool.